This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Let's talk a little bit about his language this week. And that certainly did get a lot of news media attention. It's also stirring something in people who openly talk about assassination or revolution. Let's listen to this.
If Hillary Clinton gets in, I'm ready for a revolution because we can't have her in.
If she gets into government, I'll do everything in my power to take her out of power, which if I have to be a patriot, I will.
It sounds like you're saying that it would be acceptable to assassinate a president.
If she's corrupt, why should she be able to stay in office?
He basically said it would be okay to assassinate a president. Governor Mike Pence was quick to rebuke the first voter, but are you concerned about all that talk of violence
unless
Secretary Clinton wins?
First of all, to suggest it's okay to assassinate a president, I think, is a felony. And I think that it should be. You can't talk about attacking or assassinating the president of the United States. And you shouldn't be able to, and that guy's a fool. But I think if I were to go out and look for the most foolish Clinton supporter and ask you to give them equal time nationally, I could find you some pretty nutty people who are for Hillary Clinton.
But with things you're saying right now that the election is rigged, Senator Sessions is saying the election is rigged, Mr. Trump is saying, are you concerned what will happen if Mr. Trump loses and millions of his voters are told that the election was rigged?
I believe the news media has done, but I believe the rigging is at the level of the national establishment. I don't think it's at the level of stealing votes at the precinct level, although I do think that.
But you talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, but I think there's no question that everything possible is being done to stop Donald Trump. And you're seeing a case study in how hard it is to be an outsider and the double standard of the national media, particularly if you're a conservative outsider. How do you explain 23 minutes on his tape and less than a minute total on the WikiLeaks speeches by Hillary?
There was a lot.
But, you know, this is what you love about Newt. Newt knows how to put things in their proper framework. And I'm surprised, frankly, that Raddatz would want to talk to him, because you've got to be prepared and you've got to be anchored and well-founded in the facts when you talk to Newt Gingrich. If not, you're going to be exposed big time. And, you know, there's enough empirical evidence. There's enough experience there. And just like he said, you know, it's like shame on CNN. I mean, they're willing to go ahead and talk about this one individual at CNN. I think it's ABC, isn't it, that Martha Raddatz is on? ABC. I mean, here it is. You're talking a major network. They're willing to interview somebody who's, you know, going over the top. Yes, it's emotional. And yes, that's all very dangerous. And I think dangerous to the point that, you know, they're so willing to prove their point that they're going to deal with people on the lunatic fringe and give them place. And what that does is that opens up the door, Scott, to the very thing that we don't want to happen. We don't want anybody assassinated. I mean, look at, we believe in freedom of speech. There's a beginning and an end to that. And there needs to be a level playing field. People are upset because the playing field is not fair. And, you know, go ahead.
To be fair, the worst thing you could do, if you like the Second Amendment, the worst thing you could ever do is kill the president.
Yes.
That would then give everybody, anybody that was against the Second Amendment, it'd give them all the ammunition they needed to really put a play against it.
Yeah. I mean, all this, and it's just, again, listen to what this person is saying, and this is what needs to occur. You know, for so long, people's voices have been invalidated. You want to frustrate somebody? I don't care if it's a little kid, somebody in your family, or an adult, even a senior adult. You invalidate them. You tell them that they have no worth and they have no participation in the process. And guess what? You will get frustration and you will get acting out, won't you?
It's one of the big things wrong with the election right now. Mm-hmm. If you tell somebody that is for Hillary that you're voting for Trump, their first comment is usually, what, are you an idiot?
Exactly.
Well, and it's the same thing for people that are voting for Hillary. If that's how you start the conversation with anybody,
yeah,
What are you, deplorable? I mean, come on. What are, I mean, what? How do you? How am I going to respond to that?
Yeah, well said. Well said. That's exactly it. You get the knee-jerk reaction. You slap me. Guess what's going to happen? By and large, you may get slapped back. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I tell you, if it's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be up to, you know, us-ins, the folks right here, the minions, the ones that are kept in the dark, you know, treated like mushrooms. It's about we the people, yes, and we the people, I sense, across the country is beginning to stand up and give notice. You may not be evident in the polling yet, but that's okay. A lot of people were not evident in the polling in Europe with Brexit. You know, the establishment was greatly surprised that an outside idea and concept would take root and spread. And this is the nature. When it's organic, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to happen. So don't freak out. Keep your eye on the goal. If you want to get America back on track, remember, that's what we need to focus on. Alex Pfeiffer is with us right now, reporter for the Daily Caller. His work has been featured in the Atlantic, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and the Daily Mail. It's all Tucker Carlson's fault that convinced him to drop out of college and work for the Caller. I mean, hopefully he gave you, you know, some sort of, you know, support for so later on you could finish up your schooling, Alex.
Well, you know, it's been a pretty fun time so far.
I bet.
I don't know if I'll have to go back. School's somewhat of a waste of time.
Well, no, I understand. But sometimes, you know, when you start something, you want to finish. You want to finish things. And Tucker Carlson certainly, I give him credit to see your talent and come after you big time and convince you that you know, we could defer college and come to work for the Caller. And you've been doing a great job there.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, let's talk about these leaked emails that Hillary says, it's those doggone Russians. Why do you want to talk to me? It's not my fault. But particularly, you know, what came out of one set from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks is that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS. And Hillary would say, follow the money, and it goes beyond ISIS. But we'll talk about that in a second. But this is something that's quite revealing, that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS.
Yeah, so I wrote about this, I believe it was last Monday, actually. Might have gone up on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So in one email to John Podesta, she sends him a report on how we should best handle the issue in Syria. And, you know, to use, not to go with a full-on ground force, to use advisors. And then she mentions one of our difficulties. We have Saudi Arabia and Qatar funding ISIS and other Sunni extremists. And then yesterday, I uncovered in a speech she gave at Goldman Sachs in 2013, she actually said something similar and added UAE to it. She said that Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates are funding jihadists in Syria. And this is something that, you know, Trump should certainly bring up, because Clinton always talks about working with her Sunni allies, but she said here in multiple instances that those, you know, so-called allies are actually funding terrorists.
Exactly. Well, and also they're funding her. Isn't there money? That's the other part. It's quite ironic that not only terrorism, but the Clinton Global Foundation too, right?
Yeah, millions of dollars have been given from UAE, Qatar, and Saudi Arabia to the Clinton Foundation since it was founded in 1999. I think Saudi Arabia has given up $25 million to the foundation. And the connection doesn't even go there. I mean, the United States has sold nearly $100 billion in weapons to Saudi Arabia since 2010.
Wow. I mean, this is like following, the seed, the pea seed under the walnut shell, isn't it? I mean, because you got all these moving parts going around to follow out who's connected to who. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and United Arab Emirates funding ISIS. They're giving money to Hillary Clinton. And on top of that, recently, you've got Congress saying, hey, look, we want the 9/11 victims to have every right of the judicial process, and they're going to have every right to claim reparations and damages to Saudi Arabia for 9/11. And the president says, oh, no, ain't going to happen. He goes to veto it until Congress turns that around.
Yeah, and, one thing that is important to note is when Congress was doing that vote for the 9/11 victims, Mitch McConnell brought up a bill to block the sale of tanks to Saudi Arabia, but that didn't pass through Congress. Mm-hmm. But at least the fact that it was brought up seems that maybe politicians and political climate are slowly realizing that Saudi Arabia isn't really the best of our friend in the Middle East. But what's difficult about this would be that then we'd have to acknowledge that Iran should be more of our partner in the Middle East, as they're the natural balance to Saudi Arabia in the region.
But the thing is, we're doing the very thing we say we don't want to happen here, though. Aren't we, Alex? I mean, we don't want nuclear proliferation. Saudi, Qatar, AE, the Arab United Emirates has the ability to purchase some nuclear weaponry. So, particularly Saudi Arabia. So, they're not going to sit there and let Iran be the only nuclear party there in the area outside of Israel.
Yeah, I mean, that is valid. And Hillary does, in one of these Goldman Sachs speeches, worry about Saudi Arabia getting a nuclear weapon because she describes it as not that stable of a region. But Iran is, so right now in Yemen, we just mm-hmm. launched cruise missiles on radar sites ran by the Houthi rebels who are supplied by Iran because they're fighting against the Yemen government backed by Saudi Arabia and the U.S. So we're helping out Saudi Arabia in that proxy war. Iran getting nukes, could, I guess, help counter Saudi Arabia's aggression. It's definitely a pretty screwed up region that, I mean, I guess we shouldn't be helping anyone. One side helps out Hezbollah and the other ISIS.
Well, we're so far down the road. I mean, President Obama and Hillary after him are claiming such a great success in Iran. And I just cannot connect with reason on any kind of reasonable argument with them that they have stopped Iran from going nuclear. They may have deferred it, but they have not stopped it. And everyone will say that has any kind of inside information that they're continuing to move forward. They're not being as overt about it, but they're setting their ducks up in a row to when they hit that deadline time, which is just around the corner. I mean, when you're talking about weaponization, nuclear weaponization, time moves very fast. 10 years can go lickety split, and you got to know within short order they're going to be fully nuclear.
Yeah, I think it was just them pushing to have some foreign policy achievement during their time, which is strange because Barack Obama's pretty young and he'll be able to live and see if Iran does become nuclear.
So, Alex, what do we do here? I mean, obviously, this is a big, confusing mess with all these people, with Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the United Arab Emirates all involved. And let's not even forget, you've got Syria, Iraq, Iran. Russia's got their tentacles involved, too. I mean, how do you follow who are the good guys and the bad guys here?
Well, I think, first off, Trump needs to finally focus on the issue and not process. I'm talking about a rigged election or all this other stuff. He needs to, give a boring speech and say, Hillary Clinton's policies will continue helping out these countries, which she herself says supports terrorists.
Right.
I think if we actually started talking about this, you know, something good would come out of policy-wise. Yeah. Obviously,
well, Alex, we got to leave it there because we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.
Alex Pfeiffer, reporter for the Daily Caller. This is Bill Martinez live.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, 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 like you shake, shake, shake. Brand new looks so good on you, so shake like you've been shake. Come on, shake, shake.
join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country or around the world via shortwave, thank you so much for joining the team here as we're committed to getting this country back on track. But it's going to happen. It's going to be a grassroots level. It's about we the people. Not them, the elites that have taken over and run this country into a ditch, ladies and gentlemen, sadly. But we have a chance. We have a chance to turn things around. And this is why November, coming up with this election in November, is so critical. And we're going to be talking about voters taking accountability and responsibility with our next guest, Lee Ellis, president and founder of Leadership Freedom and Freedom Star Media. For more than 15 years, he served as an executive coach and a corporate consultant in the areas of hiring, team building, leadership development, and succession planning. Early in his career, Lee served as an Air Force fighter pilot, flying 53 combat missions over North Vietnam. In 67, he was shot down and held as a POW for more than 5 years in Hanoi and surrounding camps. And after the war, he served as an instructor, chief of flight standardization, evaluation, and flying squadron commander. Additionally, he commanded two leadership development organizations before retiring as a colonel. Lee's combat decorations include two Silver Stars, the Legion of Merit, the Bronze Star with Valor Device, Purple Heart, and the POW Medal. Lee, how do we thank you for your service? You know, what you invested, what all you have invested in this country, and what you continue to invest in the future leaders, and just your fellow human beings in trying to help them realize you know, their highest and their dreams, boy, it's quite commendable. I really appreciate your commitment to that.
Well, thank you, Bill. I feel very gratified just to be back in the land of freedom.
Yes.
I am concerned lately that people may not vote, so I'm glad that we're talking about that today.
It is absolutely critical. I mean, this has been the problem, and I think in part, Lee, I'll give people a little bit of understanding and compassion because it has been hard the last 8 years. People are trying to survive, and they're doing what their instincts tell them to do, and that is do everything you can to get food on the table. I understand that. But we also need to do other things and appreciate that our Constitution was based on we the people, which means we the people, usins, you know, not the people that are ruling, but we the people down to the ground level, it is up to us. We have the government that we deserve. Because that's the way it's set up. And I say the way we deserve, and that may sound a little harsh, only deserving because we've checked out and we've allowed the elites to take over here. And this is why voters must take accountability, first of all, for where the country is right now. It's our fault. And number two, we got to take responsibility and do something about it. You know, you go, you get informed, know what you're voting for, who you're voting for. And does it support the key principles that are absolutely integral to getting this country back on track? Am I saying that right?
You're absolutely right on track. In fact, I've tried to put out that same kind of information quite a bit on our social media and without taking any sides of one way or the other, because I'm kind of a public figure that does business with corporations and the government and all, so I have to be a little careful there. At least I've chosen to. But I do think getting out the vote is so critical, and you're exactly right. Accountability starts with the individual. Mm-hmm. It means that you vote and you use your influence to get others to vote, because if we don't, you know, it's hard to blame anybody else, but it's more than that. It's the fact that our country is at stake, and people need to be aware of that. We cannot be indifferent. We cannot be beaten down and discouraged. We can't give up. We have to be responsible, as you also said, and get ourselves registered, get out there and vote, and try to encourage others to vote. And I think people who will investigate and who are concerned about the country will come up with the right decision.
Lee, you were a POW for 5 years. How did that change your life?
I think I matured. I grew up. I became more responsible. I became very committed to values. We had a very strong culture there built around the idea of return with honor.
Mm-hmm.
So this idea of honor has always been important to me. I grew up in a home that was faith-based, so honoring God was very important. Honoring parents was always very important. And honoring adults, seniors, old people who were older than me. was very important. So in the military, though, we learned about honoring our responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very important in the POW camp, to live up to your commitment to your country, even under very difficult situations. And our leaders suffered all the time. They were tortured the most often and most horribly and everything. And yet they continued to lead honorably and to do their responsibility and to be accountable. And I guess I saw that, and that's the kind of person I wanted to be. So that commitment to be a person who lives and leads with honor, who does his responsibility, who is accountable, really sunk in hard on me. And I was a, you know, kind of an immature fighter pilot at age 24. I just turned 24 when I was captured. So, I mean, I was a good person, somewhat fairly responsible, but, you know, kind of a little loose and a little wild at times. And so, maturing in that way under that kind of leadership really changed my life, I'd say.
And to survive in that kind of situation, I mean, here it is, you're living free and you're living brave as much as you can understand it, but now you're taken to a different level, being held captive for 5 years like this, watching how people were tortured and abused there. I mean, this isn't some Geneva Convention laws where things are all kind of nice and, you know, we treat our prisoners and military combatants much different. I mean, if they need prayer rugs, we give them prayer rugs. If they need a Quran, we give them a Quran. We give them meals that are edible for them, that are consistent with their religious traditions. But when you're at the Hilton, the Hanoi Hilton there, you're not getting steak and potatoes, are you?
No, we had 6 months of thin, watery pumpkin soup with a piece of pig fat floating in it, 3 months of cabbage soup, and 3 months of sewer green soup, which was kind of like lily pads chopped up.
Mm.
And we certainly didn't get a Bible. We begged for a Bible for years. They wouldn't give us one. Limited communication. 95% of the people were tortured at one time or another. So it wasn't a good deal. Now, eventually, the treatment got a little better thanks to the American people putting a lot of pressure on them. But the first 3 years I was there, and the first 5 years that many of our leaders were there, it was hell every day. And yet, they believed so strongly in who we are and what we stood for that they were willing to be accountable and to be responsible and to do their duty.
Yeah, not that I want to stay into the bad side so much, but I think that so much of America, we're kind of our sense of you know, what kind of torture that you endured. I mean, we see the effects of it in with John McCain. But even then, it's still hard for us to comprehend. And not that I want to, you know, linger in it overly so, but I think sometimes we need to pause and understand what happened, to our Vietnam vets, our brothers and sisters who went there and that were incarcerated. This wasn't some nice plush sort of place. What you had to endure for freedom's sake was just excruciating and horrific.
Yes, and, like I said, 95% of us were tortured at one time or another. And being the youngest guy and the junior guy, I probably had it quite a bit easier than some of the senior guys, especially the very senior people, because they were always under the thumb. They were always trying to break them and get them to make anti-war propaganda, to destroy their leadership of the group and to break up our military organization.
Right.
That was a big threat to them. But, they were the ropes trick, the pretzel, where the wrists are tied behind your back, and then they would step on and stomp on your elbows and keep cinching them up with another rope until they made your elbows touch. And then they would pull your elbows and arms over your head as you're sitting on the floor with one person putting your one Vietnamese communist putting his foot on your head, pushing it right into the floor, and the other one lifting your arms up over your head. So it was powerful and painful, and not everybody went through that, but there was always something for you, waiting for you.
Well, Lee Ellis tells us, engage with honor, build a culture of courageous accountability. Voters, get out there and vote and know what you're voting for. Lee Ellis on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, sir.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Pamela Capone is with us. Well, what a story. Born in the heart of Los Angeles, she's the youngest of nine children, orphaned by their biological parents, taken in by her foster parents at 18 months old. To this day, Pamela considers herself, she says, a rescue and her adoptive parents' heroes. She is a self-professed people watcher. She's been inspired by the misunderstood Mrs. Kravitz, if you remember Mrs. Kravitz, Gladys Kravitz of the classic sitcom Bewitched, who Capone claims wasn't nosy, but a pioneer who cared. A self-contained neighborhood watch is what Mrs. Kravitz was, according to Pamela. She was an actual trailblazer, if you can appreciate that. And Pamela's new book, I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect Amazing Grace. Pamela, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. Boy, I'll tell you, we need your perspective in a time and place in this country where we are just maybe too overly serious. We need to appreciate life that, as you being an observer of life, that you can find some rather comedic aspects of who we are as human beings, huh?
Absolutely. I see funny stuff all the time. I know for me, especially the last couple of weeks, whenever I turn on the news, I feel like I need to take a soul shower afterwards.
Yes, right.
So sad. So tired of the negativity and the hate talk and just how divided we are. It's I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. And I think we need to start. Sure, we need to speak truth. We need to shine light in a dark world. But at the same time, I think we need to, get back to talking about the things that bring us together, the things
exactly.
that build bridges and talk about love. And I think that's one of the things I talk about in a lot in my book.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of humor in my book because I think that's just something that God gave me. He gave me an eye and an ear for that. And so mm-hmm. I see a lot of funny things, and a lot of funny things have happened to me. And I see funny things around me, and I watch people, and I think the world is an airport. I mm-hmm. see stories all around me, and I love telling them. And so my book is a lot of that.
Well, in your book, some of the key themes that you focus on is seizing the day. You know, it's this idea of, today is a present, isn't it? Because it is the present. And it has a lot to offer us if we have eyes and ears to be aware of the blessings of the day.
Right. I think that sometimes we put things off thinking, there's a specific thing that I remember that happened to me one time when I was in Italy. I really like doing cardio, and I like incorporating it wherever I am when I'm traveling. And I was doing this workout on a rubble staircase, and I was going up and down. And this one time down, I hadn't brought my camera with me, but I saw just the most incredible view with the way the sunlight was hitting the ocean and the tide and everything. And I thought, I wanted to take a picture. And I thought, I'll go back up after this and I'll grab my camera and then I'll get a picture. Mm-hmm. But by the time I did that, that moment was gone. And I think that's just a really good picture of what happens so often in life. We think, we'll just do that later, or we'll grab that later. But mm-hmm. later doesn't happen. It's gone. Those moments are gone.
Kind of the missed moments.
So I'm a big believer.
Yeah.
I'm just a big believer in just do it. Do it now. Don't wait.
Yeah.
Because
you're
not going to be ready later, or there's going to be something else happening. And I think that. I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah. No, that is cool. And we learn that through these missed opportunities, whether it is with, blessings of a view that God may give us. Maybe it's a person that comes into our life, right?
Right. I think it's really important to pay attention.
Well, as somebody once said, I never met a mere mortal, which I love that. I love that expression, is that in each of us is a special deposit if we're going to give each other the time to, to search it out. And it's not even all that it's that that much of a search, as much as it is sometimes even just a smile or acknowledgement, especially in this day and age when I think acknowledging people is so important, is. John Naismith had talked about as technology would increase, that people's emotions would be kind of rubbed raw from being treated as technological objects as opposed to the human beings that we are.
Right. I just think whenever we encounter someone, it's just an opportunity to make a friend and to just share a smile, or just to, not to sound Pollyannish, but I just think that we are so busy. We're always looking at our smartphones and we're always distracted. And I know for me, when I get quiet, when I try and lessen the distractions, that's when those moments come. And those are the things I write about. And a lot of times they're just little things. I know they used to say that Seinfeld was a show about nothing. And I think that my book is kind of a compilation of tiny nothings that end up pointing to big somethings, because I think the big things really come in those little moments. And we're just so busy rushing around and, on our technology. And I think that we're missing a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think, as you say, it may seem like nothing, but we have so much nothing in common, don't we?
Right. Oh, gosh, we have so much in common. Our stories are different. Our circumstances are different. But the feelings and the, you know, the emotions and the, some of the things that we're just so alike. We're so much more alike than we know.
Yeah. Why don't you share a couple stories, your favorite stories from your book with us?
Well, one of my favorite stories is called Borders, and it takes place on one of my first flights back from Guatemala. I work with a girls' school in Guatemala City called Ima, Guatemala. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of my first trips back, and I was seated in a window seat, and I detest window seats because I feel super claustrophobic.
You and me both.
But you get what you get. So I was seated in that seat, and a Guatemalan lady was seated next to me, and she took spatial liberties. She was not really super aware of her own personal boundaries or my personal boundaries.
Right.
It ends up being a pretty...
So you were doing an elbow life. Wrestling thing with her. Yeah, I understand.
Oh my gosh,
I know that deal.
I almost took her down. It was not pretty. But in the end, it's kind of a sweet story of understanding because, just a story of understanding and seeing where she was coming from, where I was coming from. And it's kind of a grace story and a little bit of redemption, too.
Mm-hmm.
Another story is called Garage Key. You have enough time for another one?
Yeah. We've got about a minute. Take your time.
Okay. It's kind of a great story, too. And this one is about my husband's Uncle Pete, who was a carpenter and a pastor. And he found that a man was trying to steal some of his tools out of his garage, out of his tool shed outside. And so rather than calling the police, he just approached the man and said, you don't have to do that. My tools are here for you. You're mm-hmm. welcome to them anytime.
Right.
So I reached into his pocket and gave him his key. And so rather than call the police, he extended grace to that man, and that man ended up going into the carpentry business. And he, at Uncle Pete's funeral years later, he came to the funeral and he told the family members that day changed his life, that act of grace changed his life, and he never stole again.
Wow.
So I think that those are the kind of stories I like to talk about and write about.
Very, very sweet. You say if you dig a little into an average day, kind of what we had mentioned just a moment ago, you too can find the golden nugget. And certainly we all need that. Pamela Capone has been with us. Her book, I Punched Myself in the Eye, Stories of Self-Sabotage, Imperfection, and Perfect, Amazing Grace.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7-Second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7-Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7-second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You lead, I follow. Your hands hold my tomorrow. Your grip, your grace, you know the way you guide me tenderly. Yeah. When you lead, I follow. Just light the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, America. Good to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's right there. And if you feel so inclined, you can drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We got some good fun up next. Dr. Alma Bond is with us. Received her PhD from Columbia University. Became a highly successful psychoanalyst in private practice for 37 years in New York City. I made her promise that if we were going to have her on, she couldn't psychoanalyze me in front of you, okay? We're going to, that's a whole nother time. Maybe one day I might be able to make it on her couch. She's written a terrific series, On the Couch series, that has received excellent reviews, along with 23 books. On Her Couch has been Jackie O., which was the first of Bond's On the Couch series, received a Pinnacle Book Achievement Award. She also wrote the play Maria, about the life of Maria Callas. The play was produced off Broadway, toured the South, and will be produced in London next year. That'll be good fun. As much as I love the theater, I can't wait to get some eyes on that. That should be a lot of fun. But Dr. Alma Bond, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm delighted to be speaking with you.
Hey, great to have you on here to talk about Hillary Clinton on the couch. I mean, there's a lot of conversation about, as much as we know about her, she's still quite mysterious. But in your typical form of On the Couch, it's not a direct conversation. You're basically, based on the information that has been reported about Hillary, you're taking that and psychoanalyzing her, so to speak.
Yes, it's a work of fiction.
Yes.
But everything is in it is based on reality, on real facts, except when her thoughts and the analyst's thoughts, they're fictionalized.
Right. So let's do some background here. You choose Hillary Clinton as your subject. So how do we get her on the couch here? How do we start off? Did you hear me? Did you hear me okay on that?
I have her coming in to discuss how she felt about Bill and his promiscuity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what brought her into analysis.
And okay.
She goes on, in order to help a patient, you have to know the whole life story. She goes on and she tells her life story, and the analyst frequently reflects back her own insights about what Hillary is saying.
So when you break down the life story, are you looking for patterns? Is that life patterns, so to speak, that keep cycling back and anchor points to behavior? Is that what you're doing?
I guess you could say that. Let me give you an example. When she was 4 years old, a big girl beat her up.
Hmm.
And Hillary came running into the house crying. And her mother said, "The Rodhams are not cowards. You go back across the street and hit her back." So Hillary goes over and punches the girl in the nose. She didn't know her mother was watching from behind the curtain. Comes over and says to her mother, "I hit her back. I'm so proud." So it seems to me this taught her how to punch a bully like Trump in the nose.
Mm-hmm.
She hits him back just as hard as she hit back the little girl who punched her in the nose.
Well, and that's something that we learn, I say, in the sandbox of life, generally in kindergarten, is that you learn to bully back a bully. If not, you're the subject of that bully for probably at least the next 10 years.
Excuse me, I didn't hear the last thing you said.
I said that, you learn that in the sandbox of life, generally in kindergarten, that when you are bullied by a bully, you've got to bully them back. If not, you're subject to them for at least the next 10 years. Right.
But Hillary was lucky enough to have a wise mother. She had a wonderful mother, by the way,
mm-hmm.
who was very much like Hillary and helped her become very much who she is.
Mm-hmm. And her mother was a woman of faith, wasn't she?
Excuse me?
Wasn't her mother a woman of faith? A religious woman? No.
What about the debate?
No. I said, was her mother was a woman of faith. She was a religious woman, wasn't she?
Yes. And a lot of people don't know it, but Hillary is an extremely religious Methodist. She goes to church every week, on Sunday at least. And she's a very good woman, and people don't really know this.
Why is it that she's, I'll go right to the heart of it. You see her as a good woman, well-intentioned, but yet people are having a hard time trusting her. A majority of Americans do not trust her. Why do you think that's the case? How do you reconcile that with your...
I think they don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
My own experience was with, I started out writing the book. I didn't know her either because she's a private person, and she doesn't tell you who she is. But the deeper I went into studying her personality, the fonder I became of her. And by the end of the book, I just think she's a very great, great woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it looks like she'll be elected, and I certainly hope so.
What is it?
I think she'll be one of the greatest presidents, another Roosevelt, in my opinion.
Uh-huh. When you say that she's, you see her as you got into her personality, help us understand how you would, as a psychoanalyst, describe her personality that would be different than what her public persona is telling us.
I'm afraid I don't understand your question.
Dr. Bond, I'm saying, as a psychoanalyst, and you said that you studied Hillary Clinton as you did, you determined that her personality, her perspective, her worldview endeared her to you. Help us understand that. What is it that the public is not understanding about Hillary Clinton that you understood that changed your perspective about her?
Yeah. You understand what a defense of the ego is, don't you?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
That we all have ways of handling painful material. Some of us deny it. Some of us, there are various ways of getting rid of it. Trump turns it into himself, and he becomes more narcissistic. But Hillary does something very unusual. She projects her problems to the outside world. So if something hurts her, it's not a Hillary Clinton that's in pain. Mm-hmm. It's the women in Nigeria who have to walk a mile to get water from the wells for their family. So for her to feel better, she has to make the women in Nigeria feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she cares because of her own system of defense. She cares very deeply about making everybody happy. I have to tell you that she was already a very great woman at the age of 21. She gave a valedictorian speech in her graduation from Wellesley. And I think, I forget his name, but the first black senator in the United States gave a speech. And he said, empathy, he's all for empathy for mm-hmm. blacks.
Right.
He said, but empathy never changed anything. So this girl, barely out of her childhood, stands up and says, excuse me, Senator Edwards, I don't agree with you. Empathy is all fine, but it never helped change anything or anybody. It's people like Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy who changed people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next day appeared on the cover of Life magazine, a picture of this 21-year-old girl and the story of how she had had the gall to stand up before a United States senator mm-hmm. and tell him he was wrong. And when I, from that moment on, I've had great admiration for her.
Yeah, you're referring to Edward Brooke, is who you were talking about, the first African-American elected to the U.S. Senate, that she refuted in that now infamous speech there, her valedictorian speech at Wesley.
A great deal to the speech. I don't remember it offhand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it was the courage of the young lady that appealed to me so much. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have enough nerve to do that now.
Well, so the big takeaway, Dr. Bond, that you want people to get from Hillary Clinton on the couch, a fictional, as you say, psychoanalysis, for you was quite a change. Someone that you didn't know, but in going through this process, you feel like you have a better understanding of who Hillary Clinton is.
I have no doubt that I have a better understanding. I know much more deeply how she is, and I admire her far more than before I started writing the book.
Well, Dr. Alma Bond has been our guest talking about Hillary Clinton on the Couch, her latest book in her On the Couch series. Thank you so much. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you tomorrow.
Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
ProPure.